Hello, I'm George Costell, and this is Veers Watch, Eyes on Veers.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Veers Watch Weekly. There was no episode last week because I was at New York Comic Con, so if you were worried that you missed something, you didn't. And also, you were probably the only one who was concerned. So good for you. That said, last week saw the release of Star Wars Issue 55. It featured no Veers. It also saw the release of the first issue of Star Wars Adventures, Tales from Vader's Castle. It, too, featured no Veers. Since then, the second issue of Tales from Vader's Castle has come out. It also featured no Veers. Now, that being said, while I was at New York Comic Con, I got some fun little Veers tidbits for you. The first would probably be, I was talking with IDW artist and author Elsa Chartier. I probably butchered the pronunciation, but she is the author and co-author, I should say, and artist on the Forces of Destiny Leia issue. And at the end of that issue, Darth Vader and Admiral Oz will pop up for a brief appearance. And in talking with her, I found out that originally it was scripted that that would be General Veers. So, didn't wind up happening, but, you know, he did eventually get his due in Star Wars 50. So, you know, that's something. Gotta take the wins where you can get them. It's nice to hear that he's in consideration, I think, personally. But that's just me. Then beyond that, I talked with Daniel Wallace, who's the author of a bunch of different Star Wars books. But the most relevant to this account being On the Front Lines. It's a reference book going through a bunch of different battles in Star Wars history, you know, Scarif, Yavin, Starkiller Base, and of course Hoth. And it's got some very nice information about Veers, has a little blurb on him, a very, very nice portrait of him. But a lot of people have a little bit of acrimony to this book because this is the source that actually confirmed the canon death of Hobby, you know, the rebel pilot who, you know, in Legends went on to feature in a bunch of the X-Wing books, became a very beloved character, and did not see much of him outside of Rebels in the new canon. Then, surprise, he's dead. But the big concern was, you know, when he died, he flew into the cockpit of the lead AT-AT, which was Veers's AT-AT. And, you know, this all stems from a deleted scene in Empire Strikes Back, if you didn't know, that's actually featured in the novel as well, where Hobby crashes into Veers' walker, Veers is in the cockpit, and Veers, you know, they both die, essentially. And in Legends, they decided that the scene happened, but they both survived, and it was just this whole thing, and, you know, whatever. But ever since this scene got canonized, I have been, you know, very concerned as to what exactly Veers' fate was, because the book does leave it ambiguous. So I talked with Dan Wallace about this, and he confirmed that, you know, the decision to have Hobby die came down from on high within Lucasfilm. And he wasn't, you know, necessarily all that happy about it. He knows, you know, oh, fans love Hobby, you know, don't want to kill anyone unnecessarily. But that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to, you know, honor the scene from the novel, which does make sense, I think, to a point. And so it was included in the novel and it's canon. But, you know, he recognized that, you know, Veers is also, you know, a victim of that scene. And there was no concrete word on Lucasfilm with what they wanted to have happen to General Veers. And he said, looking at the storyboards for Empire Strikes Back, you see Hobby fly in to the walker, and you get a view of Hobby flying into the walker, but you don't necessarily see, you know, Veers in the cockpit at time of impact. And so he was willing to wager, you know, oh, maybe Veers, you know, had to leave, or he was able to jump out at the last second, you know, what have you. And so he made, you know, a conscious decision to leave it ambiguous, which is, I think, about as much as we could have hoped for with, you know, this Lucasfilm decision on Hobby. So consider me a happy camper. You know, he acknowledges that, you know, Veers is out there potentially if there's a story worth telling about him. I personally hope there will be, obviously. Now, hopefully, maybe in the newly announced Alphabet Squadron, you know, it's taking place post-Return of the Jedi. You know, could always use an established Imperial character as the villain for something like that. And at the very least, if we do get a From a Certain Point of View style book for The Empire Strikes Back 40th, you'd have to imagine Veers will be in there. Who knows how they'll play it? If we're lucky, it'll be set after the crash, confirming he survives, and, I don't know, palling around on Hoth with Hobby's gunner or something like that. I don't know. But hopefully we get something out of him. And if not, c'est la vie. That will do it for us this week. Please tune in next time as we take a look at the next issue of Tales from Vader's Castle and probably something else. I don't know. But you'll just have to tune in next week to find out. As always, thanks for listening, and have a pleasant tomorrow.